The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam dina.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Today Friday is the 3rd of Rabiul Awwal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to first verses of chapter Alaq from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Recite in the name of your Lord who created.
خلق الإنسان من علق.
Created man from a clinging substance.
اقرأ وربك الأكرم.
Recite, and your Lord is the most generous.
الذي علم بالقلم.
Who taught by the pen.
علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Taught man that which he knew not.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting to note that the fact is the Prophet Muhammad was unlettered and was not taught. And at the time when the territory of Hijaz was filled with ignorance in the first verses of this surah of the Revelation, the proposition of science and the pen is emphasized, which is mentioned immediately along with the great blessing of creation. In fact, at first, these verses tell about the development of the body of man from such an unworthy things as a clot, and on the other hand, they speak about the development of his soul by means of training and education, especially by the pen.
Mustafa, anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin anta al-nabiy سيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
Prophet Muhammad declared, I have only been sent to perfect good moral character. The good moral character referred to here, comprehensive. It includes how we conduct ourselves with our Lord, how each of us relates to his or herself, and how we treat other people. The Prophet's statement implies there are two types of good moral conduct. The first is common knowledge. People know it instinctively. The other type is that which completes and perfects it. This cannot be known without God's guidance through revelation. The Prophet Muhammad was sent to teach it to the people as part of the message he brought.
شيخ روحاني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. So, what we see in the victory of Mecca, the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam treated the Meccan people, the Meccan residents, it shows the real, actually the highest level of mercy and kindness of the Prophet to his enemies, to the enemies who wanted to kill, who decided to kill him, not only kill him, but also all his companions. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave all of them. So this is a mercy. This is a manifestation of mercy and rahmah. That is why the main characteristic, the moral main moral characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kindness, was mercifulness. that the Prophet ﷺ was the most merciful and kind and compassionate person among the people in the whole in his whole life. So that is why in the Holy Quran, the Prophet ﷺ is introduced as Rahmatan lil Alameen. Thank you very much. Wa akhiru da'wana. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله
Now, we have a short look on special policies of Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet was extremely humble, a man who mended his own sandals, patched his clothes, milked his she-camel, served his family lovingly. He loved the poor and the indigent, sat with them, visited their sick, and never insulted anyone who fell into poverty on account of his poverty, nor venerated anyone wealthy on account of his wealth. He always accepted another's excuse, never dealt with anyone in any way which the latter did not like, walked with widows and with the slaves, never feared kings nor rulers, and never despised the weak. He always walked behind his companions, saying, "Let me turn my back only to the angels," and sometimes he walked in their midst. He always responded to whoever invited him, accepted any present, even if it were a trotter meal, and he rewarded the giver. He would only become angry with regards to the preaches of the commands of his Lord, but never for himself. He was easygoing, lenient, neither harsh nor rough, nor was he boisterous, nor profane, nor pointing out people's fault, nor was he a flatterer.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
His generosity. Generosity is another hallmark of the personality of Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He was the most generous person there could ever be. He preferred others over himself and always fulfilled the needs of anyone who came to him to ask for something. One of his companions notes, "The Prophet did not refuse to give anything which he had to someone if he asked for it." His generosity is something that Muslims should aspire to and spread the examples of his generosity to other people as well, so the world could become a better place.
This is the rahmah of Rasulullah upon us. And when we will run away from our parents, he will come to us and he will help us and ask Allah to forgive us. This is shafa'ah. This is the maqam al-mahmood. That some ahadith, they tell us the maqam al-mahmood that Allah speaks about in the Holy Quran. It's shafa'ah. And that's why there's a hadith from al-Imam al-Jawad where someone asks him, he tells him, what is the verse in the Quran that gives us the most hope? Arja'aya fi kitabillah. It gives us so much hope. We never despair. He asks Al-Imam Al-Jawad that. The Imam tells him, what do people say, other schools of thought? He said, the narrator said, the companion said, they say this verse, وَقُلْ يَا عَبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh, you who have committed sins, do not despair. Allah will forgive you of all sins. This gives us so much hope, right? No matter how many sins you do, Allah will forgive you if you do tawbah. The Imam said, there's a verse that gives us even more hope. Where? He said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. Allah tells Rasulullah that I will give you and give you until you say enough, until you are pleased. Whatever Rasulullah wants, Allah will give him. Can you believe that? Allah says that in the Quran, Ya Rasulullah, I will give you whatever you want. You want me to take 1 billion people just out of Jahannam into paradise? It's done. For you, Ya Rasulullah, anything. This gives us so much hope that Rasulullah will help us on that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there for us. Now, there are hadith that say, if you take advantage of the shafa'ah and you commit sins because you say there is shafa'ah, you will not receive the shafa'ah of Rasulullah. Be careful. I've done a lecture once, there are things that prevent us, deny us from the shafa'ah of Rasulullah. One of them, if you don't pray. Someone that doesn't pray, the Prophet himself said, you will not receive my shafa'ah. لا ينال شفاعتي من استخف بصلاته. Another hadith I have seen, someone that drinks alcohol. The Prophet says, you will not receive my shafa'ah if you drink alcohol, and some other things.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Since we are passing through the days when Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, the 11th infallible heir of the Prophet of Islam, was in the state of agony on being poisoned by the Abbasid Caliph, here is an aphorism from him worth pondering upon. Worship is not abundant fasting and praying, but worship is abundant pondering. It is the continuous remembrance of Allah.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. This hadith is from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it is about the love of the Prophet Muhammad and his household. You know, the love of the household of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, is one of those things that have been recommended, obviously, in the Holy Quran. And in many hadiths regarding it. One of those hadiths is this hadith that we will recite for you here today. It has been narrated in Al-Da'awat, a book, on the authority of Al-Harith Al-Hamadani. Al-Harith Al-Hamadani, one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a very famous companion of his. This person says that one day I went to visit the commander of the faithful at noon, around noontime. He asked, Imam Ali asked me, "What has brought you here? What concern do you have? You know, why have you come to visit me?" This person then answered, I answered, "By Allah, I swear to Allah, it is love for you. I love you and I was missing you. I wanted to see you. That's why I came to visit you. I don't have any work with you. I don't want to ask you for something, right? Just came to visit you, see how you are doing." So then he says, Imam Ali said in response, "If you are truthful, and if you really love me, then you will see me at three positions, right? These three positions are three of the way stations, three of the mawaqif of, you know, the hereafter. As you know, from the time of death until, you know, a person finally enters heaven or goes to hell, right? You know, a person goes through certain way stations, certain stopping points, certain important, stages in his spiritual and otherworldly progress. And three of these stations have been mentioned in this hadith, in this tradition. These are very difficult times for a human being, right? And in any one of these places, a person can fail. Can be destroyed spiritually and not be able to continue. So Imam Ali said, "If you are truthful, you will see me at three positions. When your soul comes to this," and then he pointed to his throat, meaning this is an indication towards death. At the time of death, if we are truthful, right, you will see Imam Ali there. And this indicates the fact that Imam Ali will come to help this person. Then the Imam said, "On the bridge outstretched over hell," the bridge, the Sirat, which is outstretched over hell. This is another place where this person will see the imam and the imam will help him. And finally, وَإِنْدَ الْحَوْلِ, and at the heavenly waters, at the heavenly waters, when a person arrives in heaven and he's given to drink from the fountain of Kawthar, right, he will see Imam Ali there, and Imam will give him from that water. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of the Prophet Muhammad and his household in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
alhamdulillah,
you?
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. Okay, Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Fawad Haider. Today, inshallah, again, we're going to work on the next ayah, the next verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 20. And I really recommend our brothers and sisters stay with us. And before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yakadu al-barqu yakhtafu absarahum kullama adaa'a lahum mashaw fi كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we'll listen to this ayah. Now we will be reciting this ayah by our own, okay?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم
كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا
كلما أضاء لهم عشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم
إن الله على كل شيء قدير
إن الله على كل شيء قدير
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله So in this ayah, the same as the previous verses of the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty is exemplifying, okay, those hypocrites, okay, the people who really are two-faced people, all right? In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, the lightning, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Yes?
Yes.
And whenever it shines for them, they walk in it. And when the darkness falls upon them, they stand. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ Translates to, He would have taken away their hearing and their sight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Indeed, Allah Almighty has power over all things. What I want to tell you from this ayah is this, that first and foremost, I tell myself and then to you. And that is, really, we have to understand this, that everything is in Allah Almighty's will. And whatever Allah Almighty wills, that happens. Okay?
Yes.
Look, we have free will. Okay? This is correct. And whatever we will, okay, it happens. Okay? Allah Almighty has given us free will. So whatever we do, it happens. If you go the right path, you go. It happens. If you go the wrong path, you go. It happens. Okay? But we have to remember that every single minute, every single moment that we live, we are being blessed by Allah Almighty. Okay? And if we are like, if Allah Almighty stops blessing us or stops showering His blessings upon us, okay, we are nothing. We're just gone. Suppose you are having, like holding a cup, okay, or a mug in your hand, okay, and it's full of water, for example. Unless you hold, unless you drop it, okay, it will not break, yes? But in a single moment, if you fall asleep and it falls down, yes, it will break. Why? Because the one who was holding fall asleep or didn't hold it anymore. So if Allah Almighty, we are the same as that glass, okay, that cup. If Allah Almighty stops blessing us, we'll just drop down and we are finished, we are done, okay? So we should be very much careful that Allah Almighty has power over everything and He can do whatever He wants. He has the power, okay, but He, at the same time, He has given us free will. So we have to remember in our life that whatever we have, if each and every single breath that we breathe out, okay, it's because of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
So one of the names of Allah Almighty is Fayyab. Fayyab means He is blessing. He is, His blessings is just continuing, okay? He doesn't stop. Yeah? So whenever the torches or the lightning, okay? When the lightning happens. So whenever the lightning is, everywhere is like clear and everything is clear, shiny, okay? We can see. So we walk. Whenever the darkness comes, okay, nobody moves. Everyone is like calm, okay? It's as if like whenever the guidance of Allah Almighty is there, we are going. But whenever the guidance is not there, it is as if we can never move. So remember this sentence that we are always being blessed by Allah Almighty. Okay?
Yes.
So it's a short explanation, okay? It's not the exact interpretation or translation, but we have hardly worked, okay, to have this translation for you. But I really recommend you to look back in the Tafasir book for more explanation and precise ones, okay?
يا
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now brothers, we have to work on tajweed rules. Yes, Ali Nasir, the first thing. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم. Do you think anything is new in here? Any tajweed rule is new here that we have to practice? يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم.
The pronunciation of letter طا.
طا يخطف. The letter خا as well. يخطف.
Yeah. Also خا.
صاد أبصارهم.
Also صاد.
أحسن. But there is a همسة الوصل يكاد البرق. Skip it. And the next one, bar ra, the letter ra must be heavily pronounced because it's a fatha sound before. Baruqu yakhtafu absarahum. Absarahum, it has to be bounced. Absarahum, that's it.
Yeah.
And here, look, we have sali or sala. We have sad lam ya. This is a sign of stopping.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? It means
you can stop.
You can stop.
Better to continue.
Ah, better to continue. Salah, yes. Remember, salah with the word wasl. Remember these two words. They are kind of the same. So salah means it's better to wasl, to connect. Okay? But we have another one opposite to this, which is qala or qali. Opposite to this. Yes. So
cut.
It says that it's better to
cut. Stop.
Stop. Waqf. Remember the word waqf with qali and wasl with sali.
What about jim?
Jim, it's jais. It's you're allowed, permissible. You want to stop? You want to go?
No difference. Completely
no difference. Okay.
Like jais munfasil.
Yeah, jais munfasil. Jais munfasil. Okay. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم كلما ألف مد plus حمزة. We have a mad on the top of ألف. Jais
munfasil
because they are in separate words. كلما أضاء لهم, but not أضاء, it is واجب متصل.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
كلما أضاء لهم لهم ميم ساكن plus ميم.
إدغام مثلين.
إدغام مثلين, the identical letters, okay, being merged together. إدغام مثلين. كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه
with غنة.
Yeah. أضاء لهم مشوا فيه. Yeah, with غنة. وإذا أظلم جائز منفصل. The letter حمزة and also مد are in different words. عليهم قام أظلم. Wait, أظلم pronunciation is it's a heavy letter. أظلم.
Yeah.
أظلم. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا قَامُوا not قَامُوا
heavy.
وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. If you stop قَامُوا, the natural mad will be changed to
عَرَضْ
لِسِكُونَ. Adi Nasir has learned this very well. Yes?
Yes.
قَامُوا. So the next part says وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, and if Allah Almighty wills, okay, if Allah Almighty willed, وَلَوْ شَاءَ, شَاءَ, واجب, متصل, the mad is, yes?
Yes.
حمزة and ألف, حرف المد, both are in the same word.
Yes.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Not أبسانو. أبصارهم. إن الله إن. Always you have to. إدغام مثلين. It is إدغام, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
إدغام مثلين. It is إدغام. إدغام مثلين, yes? You have to kind of produce a nasal sound or غنة sound. إن الله. And make sure the pronunciation of the word Allah, because there is a فتحة sound before, it has to be heavily pronounced. The لام.
Yeah.
Allah. While the letter lam itself is a line letter, okay? But when it comes with the letter, with the word Allah or Allahumma, it has to be heavily pronounced. If there is a fatha sound before. If it is a kasra sound before, lightly.
Yes.
Illa. If it is a dhamma, heavily. Allah. Allah, Allah, illa. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. In tanween plus qaf. Ali Nasir and Hussein. Fawad, what rule is applied? Tanween plus qaf. Rest of the letters.
Yes.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Kulli shay'in.
Qadir.
Ah, ikhfa. Kulli shay'in. And it's a heavy letter also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kulli shay'in qadir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Ikhfa with heavy letters.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, all the rules of this surah. Now, we will listen to this surah, this ayah, okay? And inshallah we'll finish.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yakadu al-barqu yakhṭafu abṣārahum kullamā aḍā'a lahum mashaw fīh kullamā aḍā'a lahum mashaw fīh wa idhā aẓlama 'alayhim qāmū wa law shā'a
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. Thanks for the nice recitation. And see you inshallah in the next session. I really recommend you stay with us and work on, okay? Ali Nasir, Hussein and Fawad, work on the Tajweed rules, okay? On this ayah as well. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh and welcome to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 found in As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. We go to the part where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from وَمُتَابَعَةِ الْهَوَى to follow one's caprice or to follow one's desires. Now, hawa in Arabic, linguistically, it means love of something or wanting it. That's what hawa means in Arabic. Without trying to differentiate between whether the thing that you love is a good thing or a bad thing. It's something that's praised or something that frowned upon. Without any differentiation. Ugly or beautiful. never mind. Hawa means loving something, wanting something, regardless of what it is. And hawa is related to the nafs of the human being, to the soul of the human being, to the essence of the human being, what makes me, not the body, right? The inside of the body. And it makes a person, this hawa, this love and wanting for things, it makes a person, it gives orders to the person to do things on the outside. Now, these orders, whether they are good or bad as well, a person should not follow himself, because even if the self gives you orders and the good thing, well, usually we say this goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, because Allah wants what He wants, not what yourself wants, okay? So let's say Shaitan, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to prostrate, he refused because he said, well, I'll prostrate to you, O Allah, thousands of years. What I feel like, not what you feel like. Allah said, no thanks. Let us take a break and then we'll continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're looking at hawa nafs, the needs and wants of the soul. So we said following one's desires or one's wants when it comes to his nafs, actually from an ethical background, from an ethical aspect, it's looked at as shirkun billah, as taking partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wants and I want. And this is just playing the opposites compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min should always have in mind that he will always do what Allah wants from him. Therefore, he should not have wants when it comes to things that are not allowed for him, not permitted for him. So the Imam alayhi salam, when he says, وَمُتَابَعَةُ الْهَوَىٰ, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from following my desires. I mean, just continuing with that path. It's like, I don't want that. Which is, that will take a person and makes him commit haram and to just to indulge himself because he have this so much love. And this concept of hawa, of self-want and self-need and self-gratification. In fact, the Quran looks at it as an ilah, as a god. And the Quran makes that very clearly. And he says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَهُ. Have you not seen he who took his own hawa, his love for oneself, as a god? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah has misguided this person while he has knowledge of him being misguided. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. And Allah sealed his hearing. وَقَلْبِهِ. And his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غُشَاوًا. And he put a veil in front of their eyes. And then Allah says, فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Who would guide him after that? مِنْ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ. If Allah does not guide him, who will? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't you remember? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to me, saying, he's saying that you start to love things and you start to want things so much so that it becomes the only thing that you seek and the only thing that you worship. And a lot of people, without realizing, they fall into this category. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Oh,
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, we were saying that human beings, sometimes we love ourselves and we have so much hawa and wanting and desires that we start to worship them. Obviously, no one says, yeah, I worship it, but in action, we do. So sometimes you see people, their main aim in life is just to make money. They're constantly talking about money, constantly trying to make money. Life to them is all about money. Every time you sit with them is money, money, money. Nothing else but money. So you can see that their desires became so occupied that they just want to fulfill that desire, that hawa, that love of money. And Allah says they have made their money their God. And thus you'll find in the American dollar, in God we trust. Basically, it is says in the dollar we trust, not God. And sometimes you have people who have the same desires and same passion when it comes to, for example, the opposite gender, to males or females. So when it comes to their sexuality, it becomes their God. Some people have this love when it comes to themselves, when it comes to food. They have so much passion about food, it becomes also their gods. So Allah says, اتخذ إلهه هواه. He took his own desires and his own pleasures as God. And each one of us, if we're not careful, we will find that we have so many gods in our lives that we worship. We worship our kids, our families, our wives, our husbands, our cars, our houses, our wealth, our positions at work. So much things we worship because we're so attached to them. Allah says, if you do get attached to these things, to the materialistic matter, because yourself wants it, then keep in mind that you're taking partners to me. Sometimes a person gets attached so much to his phone that becomes his God. He just, has that the iPhone has to be protected with whatever it takes. When it comes to Salah, who cares? When it comes to Quran, who cares? Phone has to be protected. So we take so many things as gods without realizing. We have to be very, very careful. We will continue this topic, inshallah, in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior, in which we discuss all the essential key points regarding the concept of Mahdawiyyah and the last savior of humankind, Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. And for today's episode, we're privileged to have the Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi, with us. Salamu alaikum, doctor, and glad to have you here.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours. First of all, congratulations for you have recently published a new book called Ahlul Bayt in the Quran. And I wish you luck and may God shower you with more blessings to accomplish more of these fruitful works.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it was published a few days before Eid of Ghadir this year. And It is the English translation of the book Shawahid al-Tanzil.
So it is available for the audience to go and read.
Alhamdulillah. And the book basically is about the verses of the Quran, more than 200 verses of the Quran revealed about Imam Ali al-Salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi al-Salam. And the interesting point is that it is written by a Sunni scholar. And maybe it's unique in its kind, and we do not have such a book even written by a Shia scholar. The title of the Arabic book is Shawahid al-Tanzil, Liqawahid al-Tafdil.
So it must be astonishing. Well, previously on The Last Savior, we discussed some very crucial features of the governance of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. We talked about the religion aspect of his governance, and also we came to the political point. We said that when he reappears, there would be no disbeliever and there would be no injustice and any sort of oppression and tyrant will just fade away. Now we continue that discussion of political governance that Dr. Karimi is going to help us with that.
As you mentioned, we are talking about the political conduct of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We said that his government is based on the religion of Islam and is based on justice. And we said that this concept of justice is all-inclusive and we cannot find any kind of injustice in any form after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. I would like to share more narrations in this regard. When Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was asked about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he said the following. Ar-Rabi'u min wuldi, he is the fourth of my children, my offsprings. Because Imam al-Rida alayhi salam is the 8th Imam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the 12th. Yutahirullahu bihi al-ard min kulli jawr. Through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify the earth from any kind of in-